Hello, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and a consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. One of the key differences in financial reporting for public sector as compared to the private sector is the presentation of budget information in the financial statements. As budgets form a crucial part of financial planning and performance, it is therefore understandable why the MPSUS or IPSUS framework would incorporate such information in a set of financial statements for public sector entities. In the recent edition of AB, the key requirements, applicability and disclosures required by MPSUS 24 were discussed. In this podcast, I shall discuss a little further on the comparable basis requirement for the purpose of presentation of budget information. MPSUS 24 requires that all comparisons of budget and actual amounts to be presented on a comparable basis to the budget. The comparison of budget and actual amounts must be presented on the same accounting basis, i.e. accrual, cash or other basis, same classification basis, and for the same entities and period as the approved budget. This is to ensure that the disclosure of information about the compliance with the budget in the financial statements is on the same basis as the budget itself. In some cases, this may mean presenting a budget and actual comparison on a different basis of accounting for a different group of activities and with a different presentation or classification format than that adopted for the financial statements. Group financial statements consolidate entities and activities controlled by the entity. As noted in paragraph 5 of MPSUS 24, separate budgets may be approved and made publicly available for individual entities or particular activities that make up the consolidated financial statements. Where this occurs, the separate budgets may be recompiled for presentation in the financial statements in accordance with the requirements of MPSUS 24. Where such recompilation occurs, it will not involve changes or revisions to approved budgets. This is because MPSUS 24 requires a comparison of actual amounts with the approved budget amounts. Some public sector entities may adopt different bases of accounting for the preparation of their financial statements and for their approved budget. For example, a government may adopt the accrual basis for its financial statements and the cash basis for its budget. In addition, budgets may focus on or include information about commitments to expend funds in the future and changes in those commitments, while the financial statements will report assets, liabilities, net assets or equity, revenues, expenses, other changes in net assets or equity, and cash flows. However, the budget entity and financial reporting entity will often be the same. Similarly, the period for which the budget is prepared and the classification basis adopted for the budget will often be reflected in the financial statements. This will ensure that the accounting system records and reports financial information in a manner that facilitates the comparison of budget and actual data for management and for accountability purposes, such as monitoring progress of execution of the budget during the budget period, and for reporting to the government, the public, and other users on a relevant and timely basis. In some jurisdictions, budgets may be prepared on a cash or accrual basis consistent with a statistical reporting system that encompasses entities and activities different from those included in the financial statements. For example, budgets prepared to comply with a statistical reporting system may focus on the general government sector and encompass only entities fulfilling the primary functions of the government as their major activity, while financial statements report on all activities controlled by a government, including the business activities of the government. MPSUS 22, Disclosures of Financial Information About the General Government Sector, specifies requirements for note disclosure of financial information about the general government sector of a whole of government entity that adopts the accrual basis of accounting and elects to make such disclosures. In many cases, disclosures made in accordance with MPSUS 22 will encompass the same entities, activities, and classification basis as adopted in budgets prepared, consistent with the general government sector as defined in statistical reporting models. In these cases, disclosures made in accordance with MPSUS 22 will also facilitate the disclosures required by MPSAS 24. In statistical reporting models, the overall government sector may comprise federal, state, and local government levels. In some jurisdictions, the federal government may A. control state and local governments, B. consolidate those governments in its financial statements, and C. develop and require to be made publicly available an approved budget that encompasses all three levels of government. In these cases, the requirements of MPSAS 24 will apply to the financial statements of those federal government entities. However, where the federal government does not control state or local governments, its financial statements will not consolidate state or local governments. Rather, separate financial statements are prepared for each level of government. The requirements of MPSAS 24 will only apply to the financial statements of governmental entities when approved budgets for the entities and activities they control or subsections thereof are made publicly available. Thank you.